Reading is a really important part of studying, and reading for studying purposes is very different from the day-to-day reading that you might carry out of reading a novel or reading the newspaper or something like that. So reading for study purposes is much better if you've got a purpose in mind, and bear in mind your purpose is set out in your learning outcomes. So again, the learning outcomes, stressing the importance of that. So the advice that we give you in the weekly workbook is to browse the course notes each week before you look at the lecture, and that way you're going to highlight any areas that you know are completely new to you, or areas that you think, oh yeah, well, I already know something about that. And also at that stage, write down any questions that you're hoping the lecturer is going to answer for you. And if it doesn't, then you'll be able to ask the tutor after the lecture. And as you get practiced at this, you'll widen that habit out and you'll develop an inquiring mind. And I'll talk a bit about that in a couple of minutes. Then after you've watched the lecture, now really read the notes in detail, because you're not now reading a completely new subject. You've just heard somebody talking about it and explaining it to you. So it'll mean an awful lot more to you when you're looking at it this time. You'll have browsed through it, you'll have listened to a lecture, and you're now reading it in much more detail. So that's very focused reading. You're reading with a real true purpose in mind, and you know exactly what you're expected to know by the end of it. And as a finishing touch, what I would suggest you do then is write some notes for yourself and summarize what you have learned in this whole exercise, and then when you're revising or when you're doing your assignment, your own notes will be really essential reading material for yourself when you come to that stage.